Welcome to the Boston Red Sox News Feed Report for July 9th, 2018.
This is Michael Cittipani reporting for
CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox continue to play good baseball as they are winners of six straight after sweeping the Kansas City Royals over the weekend. This was the first time the Sox have done this since 2002. They also ended their 9-game road trip with a 7-2 record. Chris Sale continued his dominant stretch Friday night as he pitched 6 innings of 1-run ball, striking out 12 en route to his 9th victory of the season. The offense finally gave him some run support early as they lit up Royals starter Jason Hamill. They scored 4 runs in both the 1st and 2nd innings with homers from Mookie Betts, his 100th of his career, J.D. Martinez, and Xander Bogaerts. The Royals got some runs back, but it was not enough as the Sox put the Royals away by a score of 10-5. On Saturday, David Price took the hill and wasn't very sharp. He allowed 4 runs in just 4.2 innings on 6 hits, 1 walk, and hit 3 batters. Luckily for Price, the Sox offense came back from an early 3-0 deficit on a bases-clearing double by Xander Bogaerts to take a 4-3 lead. Price couldn't make the lead stand with his 3-hit batters in 1 inning, tying a major league record as the Royals tied the game up at 4. The offense came alive late for the Sox, taking the lead for good in the 7th with a Mitch Moreland sack fly, followed up by a clutch 2-out, 2-run single by Christian Vasquez for the 7-4 lead. Andrew Benintendi extended the lead with a homer in the 8th, and the Sox offense exploded for 7 runs in the top of the 9th inning for a 15-4 lead. The bullpen also did its job, not allowing a run in 4 1/3 innings shutout ball. Yesterday, the Sox completed the 3-game sweep as Rick Porcello picked up his 11th victory of the season. The Sox and Royals were trading runs early. In the 3rd, the Sox scored first on a Steve Pierce sack fly. Unfortunately, the lead did not last long as Jorge Bonifacio doubled home 2 runs for the 2-1 lead for the Royals. Eduardo Nunez singled home Bogaerts in the 4th to tie the game up at 2. Once again, though, the Royals got to Porcello in the bottom half of the 4th on an Adalberto Mondesi single for the 3-2 lead. The Sox stormed right back to take the lead for good in the 5th. Moreland drew a bases-loaded walk, and Bogaerts drove another run in with a sack fly to make it 4-3. Moreland and Bogaerts were at it again in the 7th, driving home 2 more to extend the lead to 6-3. Nunez also joined the parade in his 2nd RBI of the game as well to make it 7-3 Sox. In the 7th, the Royals threatened to cut the lead off of Porcello with a single and double to start the frame. After a quick meeting with Alex Cora, Porcello struck out the next 2 batters and got Lucas Duda to fly out to strand the runners where they were and escape the jam. Porcello went 7 innings, allowing 3 runs on 9 hits with 1 walk while striking out 9. Tyler Thornburg got into a little trouble in the 9th as Whit Merrifield singled home Mondesi to make it 7-4 game, before Craig Kimbrel came in to slam the door shut for his 27th save of the season. Although the weekend was great for the Sox, some bad news came as they placed Christian Vasquez on the disabled list with a broken pinky finger he suffered from sliding into second base. Also, pitcher Brian Johnson was placed on the disabled list with a hip injury. With the bad news comes some good as the Sox will have 5 All-Stars representing the American League in the All-Star game. Betts and J.D. Martinez were voted as All-Stars at their respective positions. Moreland will be an All-Star reserve, and Sale and Kimbrel made it on the pitching side of the equation. The Sox could have 6 All-Stars in total, as Benintendi will be one of the players qualified for the final vote in the American League, so Sox fans, make sure you get out and vote. Before looking ahead, if you love winning money and playing fantasy baseball, then you should play Draft. I love fantasy sports, and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast, easy way is just how I like to do it, and that's what Draft does for me. I love that you can just log in and pick your guys and not worry for the rest of the night. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com. For limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners get a free entry into Real Money Baseball Draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code, RedSoxBeat. That's right, play real money games for free, just use promo code RedSoxBeat. Red Sox will return home for 7 games before the All-Star break as they welcome the Texas Rangers into town for a 3-game set at Fenway Park. Eduardo Rodriguez will take the ball for the Red Sox as he looks for his 11th victory of the season. The Rangers will counter with left-hander Mike Minor. First pitch tonight is at 7:10 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned to CLNS for all your Red Sox news and notes, and follow our Twitter account at Red Sox CLNS. This has been Michael Cetapani reporting for CLNS.